This is 89.1 WEMU, and we welcome you to another edition of Creative Impact. Through our partnership with Creative Washtenaw, we explore the creative industries in Washtenaw County and its impact on our lives. And today, we're certainly going to touch on something that has enhanced the quality of life in this area for over 40 years. Deb Pollack is president of Creative Washtenaw and my co-host for Creative Impact. And good to have you back, Deb.
David, it's always good to be here. You know, one of my favorite things about doing Creative Impact is introducing the outstanding creative people we have here in Washtenaw County. And a lot of times I'm meeting our guests for the first time, but other times, like today, they are longtime friends and colleagues whose work and contributions to the arts in our community have been wonderful, and I admire them for that. Hillary Cohen and Sandy Ryder are co-founders and co-artistic directors of Wild Swan Theater.
Welcome back to both of you. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. We're so glad to be here.
So I'm going to imagine that a lot of people have heard the news that you announced that you are both retiring and bringing down the final curtain on Wild Swan Theater. You've been producing partners and creating award-winning accessible theater with your company of actors and staff for 41 years. Hillary, what brought you to this decision at this time?
You know, Deb, we have to say we really felt the time was right for this. We've been working hard. We've been working with absolute joy for all of this time. We started with really nothing. We never knew that the company was going to grow into this really large entity and that it would last as long as it did. We got to a point where we said, time to hang up our hats, time to bring down the curtain. We've loved every minute of it, and we're going out on a high point. And we're ready to stop.
Wild Swan Theater is a nonprofit. A question that always comes up in the nonprofit world is, if we went away, would anyone care or notice? Well, since the announcement on the May 24th of the Wild Swan closing, what response have each of you received? Sandy?
Oh, David, we've been overwhelmed with the messages, the love, the gratitude we felt from the community. It's been incredibly touching. Incredibly moving. We feel so embraced and loved by our community, and we feel the same love to our community. If anything, we just feel overwhelmed with gratitude. But it's been great hearing from so many people and telling us how much we meant to them.
You guys have really been in much control of this decision. But I have to ask, you know, COVID-19 shut down Wild Swan and so many other theaters this last year. Hillary, you know, has that decision that you've made, did COVID give you some time for reflection and considering your future? Did it have anything to do with this decision?
To be sure it did. We couldn't work for the last year. We were in close communication with our team, our actors, our staff. Our staff has been incredible, by the way, and I do want to give a big shout out to them. There were months where we didn't have income, and those guys worked anyway. And we have the most dedicated group of people, but we did have time for reflection, and that gave us some time to be thinking about this. And there's a lot of uncertainties in the future of the arts. But at the same time, and Sandy and I are very like-minded about this, we have been a wonderful team together. We're so grateful for that. You know, there aren't many nonprofits who work under the leadership of the founding directors harmoniously for 40 years. And 40 years is a long time. Yeah. So we are very, amongst the things we're grateful for, and Sandy mentioned how much gratitude we feel for our supporters. We're grateful for the wonderful partnership we had with each other. That's something we are treasuring again at this moment.
Yeah, that is really, truly rarefied air. Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack, and we're talking with the co-founders, co-artistic directors of the soon-to-close Wild Swan Theater.
Either one of you can take this question. You know, to one degree or another, each of your identities have been tied to Wild Swan Theater. Have you given any thought to the question, what do you do?
That's a really hard question, Deb, for me, and I'm sure for Hillary, because Wild Swan is such an identity for us. You know, we look at a book, we think, oh, this story would be great. Let's read it together. Let's see if it's a good possibility for a show, for some future show, or we'll see an instrument. So I don't know what it's going to be like to not have Wild Swan right there for us. But we, I think that identity will always stay with us, actually. You know,
it'll always be a part of
us. It'll always be a part of us.
I want to add something, too, that we're not going to be a producing organization anymore, but we aren't actually dissolving the organization completely. We have a lot of wonderful materials that we want to continue sharing, not just statewide, but nationally. And how we're going to do that is a question that we're going to work on once we finish dissolving the producing part of the organization. So some of the things that we have scripts, we have DVDs of our work. We also have a huge archive of workshop activities that we developed for participants with disabilities. And we want to make sure that those all have a life. And partly what we'll do is explore how to share that archive of materials. And especially the activities for people with disabilities, we'll probably seek a way of sharing those on a national basis.
Oh, that's great.
You both must have so many memories that you've collected over 41 years of working together and out in the community. Hillary, would you share one of your favorites?
There are a lot. And, well, when we're working in the studio, when we're developing a play, it's always a process. And we always had writers. All of our work was original. And we were developing a play about the Underground Railroad. And it was deeply meaningful to us because the area of Ypsilanti was an Underground Railroad site, and our protagonists were three children, and that was truly what happened in the Underground Railroad. And we didn't have the end of the play, and the opening date was coming closer and closer, and we were still trying to figure out how to end this play. And these three children were trying to get away from the farmhouse that was keeping them safe overnight. And the bounty hunters were coming closer, and we still didn't have the ending for the play. And just before we opened the play, one of the children was mute because she'd had such a traumatic experience. And the actress playing the part in conjunction with the playwright suddenly said, "What if I suddenly spoke?" And that was the solution to the final moment of the play and threw off the bounty hunter. And that's what worked in the last minute. And we found the ending to the play and it worked, and it was a beautiful moment. And it was something about the way Wild Swan worked that we trusted the process.
And Sandy, how about you? I'm going to ask you an actor's question. One of those moments, maybe something wasn't going right on stage that you had to ad lib and make it work. Anything come to mind?
There's probably 1,000 of them. I mean, I have so many stories about that. But one story that I thought of is we were at the DIA and we were doing Sons of Ra, or the story of Osiris. And I remember that one of our actors was wearing this crazy mask of just like an alligator guy. And he fell off the stage.
Oh, no.
And so we had to, like, you know, really give some moments and stuff. And he was fine. And I remember we were doing the Firebird, and I remember Noonie went right into the cube, and I remember that moment. I remember other moments when people weren't on stage because they got so involved in the story that they kind of missed their entrance. But we we are great at that because we do improv all the time. It's actually almost something we are excited when things go wrong. It's almost
And
like,
I'm sitting over here having an anxiety attack thinking about it.
My favorite thing when I'd come home, my daughter, who was, you know, she kind of grew up with Wild Swan, she'd say, "What went wrong today?" And I could tell her, like, the line that got said wrong, or the moment that got wrong, because that was the best stuff.
That's what you look forward to, too, right, David, on the radio?
Oh, I look forward to nothing going wrong. I know, Hillary, that the end of June is the target date for shutting down a new operation. Any chance there may be one last Wild Swan Theater swan song production so we as a community can send you off with a standing ovation?
We would love that. It's unknown at this point, but I guess we could say possibly. Stay tuned.
All right. We will most certainly do that.
We're going to remain hopeful that we're going to get to do that. Thank you both for years of joy and making the world of theater accessible to so many. And we really seriously wish you the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah. Thank you, David. Thank you, Deb. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thanks for all of your work over 41 years, and thank you for the time today. That was Hillary Cohen and Sandy Ryder, co-founders, co-artistic directors of Wild Swan Theater. For more information and additional resources, visit our website at WEMU.org. And Deb Pollack, we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely, with another Creative Washtenaw guest.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and our partner in Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.